That's right. This Second Date update is brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Streets Morning Takeover on the line. Who's on the phone?
Yo, it's your boy, Deshaun.
Deshaun, what's up, my boy? How are you?
I'm all right.
What can we do you for?
Nervous.
Yeah, man. I got an awkward situation. I recently, just touched down. Did a little time and whatnot.
Okay, because I was wondering what you been touched down. I thought you just got off a flight.
Nah, it's hard to talk about stuff because, people instantly start, casting judgment, thinking I'm some criminal,
But that's what we think.
All right, man, what can we do for you, brother? What can we help you with?
I got a sticky situation. I'm trying to reach out to, I'm really more reaching out to my daughter.
So did you see her when you was in jail?
Nah, not at all. I want to reach back to her mom as well. I haven't spoken to them since I was
in jail.
Arrested? Incarcerated?
Yeah, we get it. So you guys don't have the best relationship. I'm sure she feels like you left her out there to raise the baby and now you want to reconnect. Got it.
Exactly.
Okay, what's her name?
Chanel.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to try our best to get Chanel on the line, man. When she answers, just let us do our part, and we'll cue you when it's time to come in, bro, okay?
All right.
Wow. This could be crazy.
Well, at least he's trying to, be in a child's life.
You got it. I mean, if he been in jail.
It's a shame he has to call the radio station.
Sometimes so
people can't help, like if he stole or whatever he did,
Let's reconnect this man with his, how I am about these kids.
All right, let's do it.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Can we speak with the Chanel?
This is Chanel.
Yes, this is actually the Streets Morning Takeover. We were given your number by someone. We're a radio show looking to reconnect you with someone who says that they lost connection after they went to jail. Do you know a man named Deshaun, Chanel? Claims to be the father of your child.
What? Yeah, I know Deshaun. Deshaun is a rapist.
A what?
A rapist.
Excuse me?
He is not the father of my child. He's a sperm donor that raped me. Yeah, I know Deshaun.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
All right, look, this is going to be a little difficult. This is morning radio. I know it's out the blue for you because he told us about his daughter and he wanted to reconnect in his daughter's life. He didn't give us any background or anything like that. So we're just trying to reconnect him with his daughter. That's how he put it. So
can you tell us what happened?
Deshaun raped me. We did not have a consensual relationship. We did not have consensual sex. He raped me. I refused to abort God's blessing for me, but he will have absolutely no contact with my child. The reason that he went to jail was because he raped me.
Oh my God.
That's why he was incarcerated. So he will have absolutely no contact with my child.
So that is the reason he's saying he hasn't seen the child.
He's never saw.
He will never see the child.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is obviously a very difficult situation. I can't imagine that he would have this much courage to call us, to call you, when you've obviously been harmed greatly by him. We do have him on the line, but just because of everything he's done with you, I don't even feel like we should have him speak with you.
Yeah, I'm glad you took me off mute.
You got some nerve calling the radio station trying to get in touch with me and my daughter after you raped me.
I'm going to let you say your piece. I want you to get it all out. That's all you have to say?
My piece. You want me
That's
to
it?
You will have absolutely no contact with my child. And if you contact us again, I'm going to call the police and have you arrested.
I'm going to give you a flow. Go and get it all off your chest.
Do you know the extent of what you put me through? Everything that I have to go through? Every time I look at my child, I think about what you did to me? Do you actually know what you did to me and what you put us through? There's absolutely no way in hell I'm going to let you have contact with my child. And if you continue trying to contact us, I'm going to have you arrested for harassment.
Okay, wait. Before you say any more, let me say my piece, please.
There is no peace. There is no peace. I get no peace. I get no f***ing peace because I have to live with this every day.
Chanel, if you would, I do understand you. This is probably
she's very, highly upset, Josh.
I totally get it. I just want to let him just get his peace out, at least if he could just
ain't no
speak.
Peace.
There really isn't, but go ahead, Deshaun.
I must say I did wrong, Me being a newfound man and my spirit being cleansed, I have did wrong in my past, but it's my past that's behind me, 10 years behind me, and
I've been locked down. I've been broken. I've been broken down and rebuilt. And I did my wrong. I did my wrong. It wasn't that I. It wasn't like I was raping her multiple times or nothing. I did my wrong. I was on drugs. I was on all type of different drugs and alcohol. I was not myself. I was a whole different person. I was a monster.
Well,
I was
God
that.
Forgives you because I don't.
Wow.
With so all now, that being said, though, even you said that you couldn't destroy God's blessing, and God gave you that child, and I believe that it was in God's plan and fate that I come back and do my fatherly duty.
Well, you take that up with God because you will not be having access to my child. I don't care. Oh, I'm happy you got your life together. I'm happy you cleaned yourself up.
It's not fair.
I don't want you to be a part of my life.
Chanel, can I ask you a question? When your baby asks about the father, what is the questions that you answer, or what are the answers you give?
He's dead. He died before she was born.
Mm.
Wow.
So he's dead to us. She will never know him, period, point blank.
I can't say I blame you, Chanel.
Okay, Chanel, I just want to take the time to say, thank you for taking the call this morning. Thank you for staying on the phone and not hanging up. Even with this being as volatile as it could be. Atlanta?
I will see my child, though.
You dead, man. Hang up.
Man. Sorry. Nah, I feel shoddy on that one, man. I have a lot of hate and anger for Deshaun right now.
Well, I don't know how you can have hate for the man. We don't know him. The man has says he's a changed man. I don't even know how many times I've ever seen this on a Lifetime movie where someone has come back and wanted to right their wrong. I'm going to be honest. I'm taken by it. But Atlanta, I want y'all to call us up right now. Let's talk about it. I want to hear what y'all got to say because this is one definitely for the ages. Call us up 443-520-945. Man, keep it locked, Streets 94.5.